Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you hear me now?
I can. All right.
Yes, I can. I can hear you quite clearly.
Very good.
Jeez, technology. It even works.
You know, sometimes it does.
The scary part of it is you're driving up there and the flames are coming toward you. Now, remember, the winds are coming out of the north. They're pushing to the west. The fire is moving to the east. You're in the middle like you're a walnut in the middle of a nutcracker.
It's the LA Local for January 9th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships.
Rule number one, if you cannot report your story to your newspaper, radio station, TV station, whomever you're working for, you're useless to them.
Start with a reminder that continuous live coverage 24/7 of the fire disaster in Southern California is on KNX News. That's at 97.1 FM, 1070 AM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Or on the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Follow us there. Today I want to talk to Pete Demetrio because not only is he the most experienced at covering wildfires at KNX News, but Pete, you have been quite literally all over the map at every hour of the day since this thing started. How would you summarize what you've been through over the past 48 hours?
It's basically you're chasing disaster is what you're doing. Every time you think you know where the fire is going or where you think you should be, it pops up in another location, in another place, and it sounds more dire than the place you are already at. That's half the battle. The other part of the battle is this, trying to get to it while trying to broadcast at the same time. The getting to it can get interesting because all of a sudden you think a road is clear, you're seeing there's smoke overhead, and then all of a sudden you go around a mountain corner and the fire is down on the roadway surface where you are. And it's not just fire and cinders that you're driving through. You have to watch out for power lines that are down. You have to watch out for vehicles that may be parked or may be stalled. And, of course, then you've got fire units that are coming up behind you, lights and sirens, and you're in the middle of it. And in the middle of all that confusion, you're trying to somehow get on the air and explain to people, this is what I'm seeing. Painting a word picture in the middle of a disaster as it's happening. And you're just right in the center of it.
And you are there on the ground, and you don't necessarily have the whole picture. All you can do is describe what you can see. And you talking about that feeling of being one place and hearing about something more dire. You know, I had that same experience yesterday when I was in Malibu, and suddenly the fire in the Hollywood Hills breaks out. And that's, you know, 10, 15 blocks from where I live. And I have to race from Malibu all the way back there. And then you and I end up on the air together. That's how it's been over the past couple of days.
It has been, and it's the type of thing, it's kind of like controlled road rage on how to get there in these kind of traffic conditions. It's bad enough during ordinary traffic in LA, but then when you're getting into an area where there is a fire and you have emergency vehicles going in and people evacuating and going out, to say it's a dicey, how shall I put it, road conditions, it's like a demolition derby, slow motion at times, and at other times at high speed, and you're just trying to avoid getting hit while your eyes are on the traffic in front of you and on the horizon to see what the fire is actually doing.
You're somebody who describes things very vividly, but you don't overstate or exaggerate or hype things. And so when I heard you on Tuesday night say you were driving through hell, that made me realize instantly what we were in for. Talk about that moment when you realized how bad this was.
It was getting past a point of Pacific Palisades there and realizing that the fire on the northern flank was headed up toward Malibu. The question was, how far? Well, you get past Sunset Boulevard, and then all of a sudden you hit Topanga, and when you see landmarks on the ground that have been there for decades, and all of a sudden there's nothing there but embers and cinders and flames that have basically just torn apart buildings like the Malibu Feed Bin, like the Real Inn, like Chilada Thai Restaurant, the Rosenstein wine tasting site. All of these things, which have been there for decades, are just gone, and you realize we're in serious trouble. And then when you went down further past Topanga Beach, and all of a sudden you're going north and you hit Tuna Canyon, then you realize you're in real trouble. Because on one side you've got the mountain that's there, and it's rock and brush coming down. That's fine. It will burn. But the scary thing is across Pacific Coast Highway on both lanes, you've got that supposed fire break to save the homes. It didn't. The flames and the embers hit those homes, and they literally went down like dominoes, progressing northbound all the way from the 18,900 block all the way to 20,900. I must have passed 75 homes that were burning as I was doing that. Yeah. And the scary part of it is you're driving up there, and the flames are coming toward you. Now, remember, the winds are coming out of the north. They're pushing to the west. The fire is moving to the east. You're in the middle like you're a walnut in the middle of a nutcracker. And you're driving and trying to remember two things.
Yeah.
I've got to get through it, and I've also got to keep the engine revs high enough, because if it gets superheated here, the car will stall out, and then you are in serious trouble.
Yeah, that is what you don't want. Man, it's horrifying to just hear you describe it. And as somebody who on some level is, you know, responsible for and thinks a lot about the safety of the people we have out there, it you know, makes my heart race to hear you talk about that.
Well, you have to basically look at dealing with a story like this. And there's a gentleman, God rest his soul, he was a writer, a war correspondent, and an author and a martial artist named Joe Hyams, who was renowned in Hollywood history. Joe gave me advice years ago about dealing with these type of critical situations. I've refined it down to Hyams' Law of Journalism. Rule number one, if you cannot report your story to your newspaper, radio station, TV station, whomever you're working for, you're useless to them. Rule number two, if you're dead or seriously injured, you're perfectly useless. Therefore, do not get dead and do not get seriously injured.
Yeah, that's certainly one way to put it. Have been through, you've seen the development and the changes that have happened in Los Angeles over the past, you know, 40 years of reporting. It occurs to me that we're going to talk about this kind of like we talk about Northridge, the before and after, preparedness before, preparedness after. This is a moment that is going to change a lot of things. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is. And the point is, this is the third time it's going to, quote, change things. People, when it comes to urban fires in Los Angeles and comes to brush fires that, you know, deal with homes that are built in urban forests, like the Santa Monica National Preserve there, and like the San Gabriel Mountains and the Santa Susanas, the problem that we have had is that people think that they can build in the middle of a forest and somehow think they are immune from fire. Or they build communities that either are abutting those forests or right in the middle of it. Keep in mind, Malibu Pacific Palisades are basically in an urban forest. And when you build homes that are that close to the interface with the brush, with the trees, everything else, you pack homes tightly together. They have large trees which dry out like anything else. If you have a fire, there is a very, very good chance your home is not going to survive it. The question becomes, do we want to rebuild these homes in those areas with proper fire prevention and protection techniques which could allow them to survive? Or do we throw up our hands and say, this isn't worth risking people's lives and property or hundreds of millions of dollars in payouts and insurance payments because these areas are simply too risky to build homes in? They shouldn't be built here.
And that will be the debate that we will have to have going forward, involving the people who may or may not want to build there and the officials who may or may not end up allowing it.
They definitely are going to get pressured, because you've got individuals who say, I want to do this, and I am self-important, and I have money. Well, Mother Nature doesn't care.
Pete, you have, as we're recording this, probably to get to another fire that we've just learned about. So I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes because your perspective is always important. And the perspective kind of once you take a step back and can kind of give the broad, bird's eye view of everything. I think it's hard for people to wrap their heads around. And you've been able to help us do that. So thank you.
Not a problem. All you have to remember with these kind of disasters is very simple. It's always hitting the fan somewhere.
And that's the LA Local for January 9th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Again, 97.1 FM, 1070 AM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News or find KNX News on the Odyssey app for 24/7 nonstop live coverage of the ongoing catastrophe in Southern California. Stay safe. Be well. I'm Alex Silverman.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.